Live to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465. On our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, Farm Director Ron Hayes sits down with Oklahoma State University's Dr. Daryl Peel, who's been watching the ins and outs of the cattle business for many years. Throughout his career, he's seen many changes in the cattle industry.
Oh my gosh, you know, things have changed a lot, and I guess I can put it in the context of the way my job has changed over time. I think it kind of reflects some of that. You know, when I came here and took this position, first of all, nobody told me that international stuff was going to play near the role that it does today. And so we've watched the international trade scene for cattle and beef continue to grow over time, and for meats and protein in general. And so that's a much different situation. You know, I happened to come in just a few years before NAFTA was coming along, and so I managed to kind of fall into that, and that's really where I started learning a lot about the international trade stuff. And that's been an ongoing thing for me, a work in progress, obviously, and so much dynamics in that.
Peel has visited Mexico several times to interact with the cattle industry there, and he says he's always known the importance in that relationship between Mexico and the United States.
Yeah, I did. From starting rather coincidentally in some ways, but I got very interested in it and recognized the growing importance of that. And so did a lot of work in Mexico, and at one point in 2001 did a year sabbatical where my family and I lived in Mexico, and I devoted that entire year to studying the Mexican cattle industry and its relationship, particularly with the U.S. And so that was a really good experience as well.
To hear more on the history of Dr. Daryl Peel and his career in the cattle industry, you can listen to the Road to Rural Prosperity podcast at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, September exports of U.S. pork increased by 10% year over year, keeping 2020 exports on a record pace. Those numbers come from the latest data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Beef exports were fairly steady with last year in major Asian markets, but trending lower overall. Pork exports totaled more than 222,400 metric tons in September, with the value increasing 6% to $563.2 million. Exports set a new record for Canada and increased year over year to Japan, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Chile, and the Caribbean. Through the first three quarters of 2020, pork export pace was 16% higher than last year's record pace in both volume and value. While pork exports remain strong to China and Hong Kong, it's vitally important that our export destinations remain diversified, says USMEF CEO Dan Hallstrom. Exports to South Korea and Taiwan remain strong, while exports set a new record in China. USMEF is very encouraged by the recovery in Asia, and this was especially evident in those strong August and September export numbers of U.S. beef to Korea, Taiwan, and China, Hallstrom adds. You've got farm news on Ron.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota. The brand that works for you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.